You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One.
One of Syracuse's more unique options for holiday shopping is coming up this weekend. The Plowshares Festival turns 48 this year. WAER's Chris Bolt reports arts, crafts, and other gifts might give way to community at the annual fundraising event.
The Plowshares Crafts Fair attracts artists and craftspeople whose work is anything but commonplace, just as with Dan Reeder, who will be showing three kinds of his artworks.
Driftwoods, which are words made out of driftwood, pine cones, more natural material, barflies out of corks and bottle caps, and then discardware, which is upcycled computer parts, making things out of upcycled found objects.
Reeder has quite the connection.
My older boys all went to high school at Nottingham, and my parents went to high school there back in the early 50s. So it's just my community, so I know so many people there because I've shopped there for decades, and to be on the other side of the aisle is quite an honor.
He calls this the highlight of the five or six festivals he does each year.
Here it's about social activism, it's about food, it's about music, about community, inclusiveness.
Organizers encourage that event vibe. Lanny Freshman describes it as more than just an arts and crafts show.
This is a major benefit for the Syracuse Peace Council each year. The Peace Council obviously is a group that has a tendency toward the left, but none of that is at the fair. There is good food from the Mission Restaurant, and there's continuous entertainment. And if people have any kind of political differences, it certainly doesn't show itself.
Things to buy range from a couple dollars to hundreds, with a lot of modestly priced gift choices. Nonprofits of many causes also have information tables. And this year, they're trying to tackle one more issue.
Try and do better about recycling and having basically everything that's served and so on to be mulchable or recyclable.
He notes for many who come, patrons, artists, and vendors alike, the philosophy and community are key, stemming right from the name.
It comes from, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, nor shall they learn of war anymore. I'm paraphrasing slightly. To offer local or at least central New Yorkers doing stuff that they make, none of which, zero of which requires batteries. Everything there works on its own. Everything is made by hand. It is also intentionally a gathering for people of like mind. And again, not to exclude people, to come and be together and to enjoy being together during a cold and gray time of year.
The Plowshares Crafts Fair and Peace Festival runs December 1st and 2nd at Nottingham High School. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.